Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Heard it said so many times over this last sad week or more that nothing compared to Sinead, and we'll hear it again no doubt tomorrow as Sinead O'Connor's funeral cortege will pass through the seafront in Bray tomorrow before a private family burial. The singer and activist lived on Strand Road in Bray for 15 years, and from Bray this evening I'm joined by Erica Doyle, Green Party councillor and former Cathaoirleach of the Bray Municipal District. Erica, good evening. Thank you for talking to me on Drive Time.
Good evening. Hi there.
What's the mood in Bray this evening? Because when we saw this statement come in the last few days from Sinead's family about her private funeral plans, it's really notable that she says that they say that Sinead loved living in Bray and its people. She loved the people in it, and she's there's going to be a chance for people to mourn her loss, to mourn her passing, and to bid her one final farewell tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're incredibly grateful to Sinead's family that they are allowing us to be a part of her final journey and to stand and to mind Sinead as she goes on that journey along the seafront. The mood is unusual. We have a fun fair along the seafront outside Sinead's house at the moment. So on one hand, we have, you know, screaming and hollering and kids having fun. And then across the road, we have outside Sinead's house, there's a lot of candles and tributes and notes and kind of quieter moments. And I like to think that Sinead would have gotten a little bit of a kick out of that, you know.
I was just thinking that she'd probably have loved it, the sound of kids playing and enjoying themselves. She enjoyed the seafront and sitting outside her home, I've been reading in recent times, maybe keeping to herself, but enjoyed being there and chatting to whoever passed by.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a little of each. And just like any of us, you know, there are times where we want company and we want to chat, and there are other times where we don't. And sometimes she would put notes up on the little conservatory at the front of her house. But certainly I think she enjoyed being in the thick of it. And she enjoyed, I remember her saying before, she enjoyed the festival. She enjoyed the music on the bandstand. I know her good pal Damien Dempsey played on the bandstand at one point, and mm-hmm. I think she liked being in the middle of that. And I think as well, after the initial sort of wow, you know, that we all did when she moved to Bray, we kind of left her alone and we kind of looked out for her. And I like to think that she knew that. And I think that the family's decision to have Sinead pass by the seafront on her way home is maybe testament to that she did feel some sort of peace while she was here.
So what's the plan, Erica? Where can people gather tomorrow morning, or do you know what will happen?
So she's leaving from the harbour, which is the far end, the north end of the seafront, and she's going to travel all the way along the seafront. So there's a good at least kilometre of stretch of road there where people can gather. After that, I think she'll turn up at the end, and after that, where she goes is between her and her family. You know, they've said it'll be a private service, so we don't need to know really what happens after that. But certainly there's an opportunity for the people of not only of Bray and Wicklow, but across the country, and I wouldn't be if it was further even than that, to gather anywhere along the seafront, really from 10:30 onwards, and watch and mind Sinead.
To watch her and to mind her. It sounds like it'll be an emotional one, Erica, and we'll hear more about it tomorrow indeed on the programme and here throughout the day on RTÉ Radio 1. Green Councillor Erica Doyle, former Cathaoirleach of the Bray Municipal District, thank you very much for joining me from Bray this evening. May Sinead rest in peace, and our sympathy to her family.